fingers were slow today.
That's no excuse. You want to do it again?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
This is the stream. Anything can happen.
And it does.
And it always does.
The Wilhelm scream.
Sorry. Is this going to mess you up for the whole bonus hour?
Nope. I'll get it out of my system. Hello.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, I forgot to say what day it was, didn't I?
What day is it? You can do this. Think middle of the week.
I'm doing it again.
Jasmine, are you going to start over?
I got to do this again.
All right. Take two. It's my favorite Dave Brubeck song, by the way.
Wednesday! It is Wednesday. Okay, I panicked for a minute.
Don't you feel good now?
God, it's only Wednesday. I feel like we worked a full week.
No. Just the opposite. We didn't work Wednesday, and you didn't even come in on Friday. You had a nice long weekend.
Doesn't that seem weird, though? Like, when you have a short week, doesn't the week feel longer to you for some stupid reason?
No, it feels shorter to me. It feels longer to you? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, sometimes when we have a super busy week,
yeah,
that's when I feel like it flies.
Oh, that's interesting. But, I mean, you know, I'm a proponent of the shorter work week. Even four days to me is too long. I do a two-day work week and a five-day weekend.
I would do that, too.
Trying to get that passed in Congress. But they've got other things going on. They've got other fish to fry.
My 15-year-old son, Dylan, was telling me yesterday that there's a law in California, and I don't know if he's just angling for me to fight the school board or whatever, but he said there's a law in California where it's illegal to start high school before 8:30. I said, I don't think so, Dylan. He goes, is there anything you can do about it? I'll tell you this. It has been super hot. There are a lot of high schools, not just his, but there's no air conditioning.
Right.
Can you even imagine sitting there in this humidity all day?
Yeah, it's not easy.
I can't believe it.
Can I tell you what? This is a little secret that I will share with you and the listeners. When I went to St. Damien's School in Oak Forest, Illinois, in first grade and second grade, we had a uniform that was black pants, a white shirt, and a black tie, but not like a regular traditional tie. It just went around our neck, and then it had a snap in the middle. It was kind of the perfect outfit to wear if you wanted to get beat up by public school kids, right?
Like, so, it looked like a little ribbon that just kind of...
Yeah, it ended up being like a... like a V-shape, inverted V-shape.
Like a tied ribbon snap. More than a tie.
Yeah, that's how it was.
All right.
So, on a hot day like
Peter
today...
Pan.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
or a girls' choir.
Yeah, that's right. That's accurate. So on a day like today, where it was hot, what we would do at the end of the day was to cool down. We would unsnap it and have it open, and we would just sit back in our chairs.
Like Danny Terrio.
Yeah.
Like or John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, where your chest was showing. You guys had no hair back then, did you?
No, we weren't allowed to have hair in grade school.
Wasn't there one kid who did though?
Andy Byers. Andy Byers had a mustache in fourth grade.
I don't know how that happens.
To this day, I'm amazed at what he was able to achieve, Andy Byers. But really, we really felt like that was cooling us off. We'd unsnap it, we'd open it, and we'd sit back, and we would just go like, ah, like now we can relax. It's cool now that our snap is unsnapped on our little Girl Scout tie.
Do you rebels?
Yeah. And then after we had that uniform, the black and white uniform, starting the next year in third grade, brown pants and a golden shirt.
Ew.
And to this day, I can't wear brown pants why would I wear a golden shirt? Me just walking around pretending I'm a chest of gold. I just sit at the end of a rainbow wearing my golden shirt. You have found me.
Yeah, that's a bad color combo. At least the black and white looked good and it was basic. It went with everything. Brown and gold.
Yeah.
Bad.
I didn't pick it. I don't know who picked it, but it was, I don't know.
The nuns wanted you to look less desirable to the girls in the sister school. Wasn't there a sister school?
No, we were together. The boys and the girls.
Oh, it was co-ed?
Oh, yeah.
Very well, then for sure that's it.
They wanted us to not look attractive to the opposite sex, and they succeeded.
So no guy looks good in gold. I guess the Lakers jersey is gold, though.
Some guys would get like a yellowish shirt, and they'd be admonished Like, the teachers would be furious at them, saying, you know that the color code is brown and gold. And they would try to make a case for it. Well, my mom, she went there, and she couldn't find, so I have to, no. You find yourself a gold shirt. You come back with a gold
shirt. A button-down? Or a polo shirt?
Kind of more like a polo shirt, I guess.
Polyester.
No, it was like a... like a rayon blend. It was not comfortable.
It didn't look good.
It was hot. And then I told you the story about the sweater I got in sixth grade, right?
Please do tell. But I don't remember it.
If you were wearing that color combination, you had no option because that was the uniform. There was no variance unless you were a Cub Scout and then you could wear your Cub Scout uniform.
Wasn't attendance up and joining Cub Scouts so they could at least get out of wearing their uniform?
88% of the kids in my graduating class were Cub Scouts because we didn't want to wear the school uniform. So if you had a den meeting that day, a very pressing den meeting, you were allowed to wear your Cub Scout uniform, and you walked around feeling like you were a big deal because you were like, you guys are playing with the uniforms? Look what I get to wear, a Cub Scout uniform. It felt very cool. So they also would allow... a brown knit sweater, the same color of the pants. Yeah, it's a great look, right? So at some point, kids would start to wear like Bears sweaters. There was a kind of sweater that was very popular back then that had the logo of your favorite team and then a zipper, and the zipper had a big gold circle on it. Do you remember those sweaters at all? They were very popular for a couple of years.
No, but it was a zip-up sweater, like a hoodie without a hood.
There was no hood, right. Bears colors... Zip down the middle, big circle on the zip. So a bunch of guys said, let's see if this will fly. So they would wear them, and the school accepted it. But I was not a Bears fan. I was a Dolphins fan. So I wore the same exact sweater, but with the Dolphins colors, and that lasted less than a day. One of the teachers said, what are you doing? You can't wear that. And I go, well, it's like the Bears sweater, but it's not. It's the Dolphins.
Right, but there's no individuality there.
None.
Everybody has to look the same.
Yeah.
That's why nuns wear the habits.
Right. Right.
They all look the same.
Yes. So I was not allowed to wear the Dolphin sweater, and the Supreme Court is still looking into that.
That's why you hate the Bears so much now.
No, that's not why.
You were forced to wear a Bears sweater or not wear one at all. So you held that inside for all these years.
I said to my teacher, I hope I don't freeze to death. I was kidding. I wasn't going to freeze to death.
Right.
We weren't outside in the middle of winter. And then the teacher said, that would really show me that you wouldn't give in if you did freeze to death. And I'm like, well, now what do I do? Do I freeze to death? It was a conundrum.
Right?
Now the challenge has been thrown down. I'm going to try to freeze to death just to show her.
Conundrum. I get it.
Yeah, conundrum.
I know everybody's taxes went up, although I heard the Illinois treasurer say how some people were getting discounts and everything.
Yeah.
Our property tax went up over $2,000. And doesn't that
go to one year?
Yeah.
Wow.
And doesn't that go to the schools? So can't they afford air conditioning?
I don't think it goes right to the school. I think they divvy
it up. I think a good portion of it goes to the schools.
As much as the lottery? Is it in that same proportion?
I don't even think they get anything from the lottery.
Nothing?
They finally fessed up. We haven't been giving anything to the schools, so let's just forget that.
All right.
But I was trying to think, as he was whining about the, you know, ungodly temperatures at his high school, did you ever live in your house without air conditioning? You must have.
Our house had central air when I was growing up.
Again, the and Bill left. The ritzy titsies.
It's not that ritzy. I mean, they built the house with central air, so it was on. But now the house I live in now, we just have a series of fans in the windows. You know, the electric fans in the windows.
You mean air conditioning units?
You
can
call it air conditioning units. Look at you pulling
out
the big
adorable words.
That's amazing. Yeah, the wall units.
But that keeps up with every... Is there a room that's not getting anything?
No, it's well distributed.
Because I just was...
And ceiling fans also help.
Yeah, those help a lot.
You know?
When I was growing up, we had... our house was built for us in the Hollywood section of Brookfield.
Yeah.
And I don't... It must have been built with central air, but I don't know if maybe it malfunctioned. But I just remember we had this giant silver fan at the bottom of the stairs trying to bring the cold air up. And it was ungodly, and it wasn't for a very long period of time.
So you had central air, but it wasn't turned on?
I know, it may have malfunctioned, like maybe it didn't work, or it was broken.
An isolated incident.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then our house now was built in like the 1800s, the 1860s.
Yeah.
And obviously air conditioners weren't invented then, so
right.
The ductwork that goes through the house
yeah.
is not very good. So the upstairs does not get as cool, especially there's one room that gets absolutely no air, and that's Dylan's room.
Oh, no.
So he has to sleep in that, and then he has to get up and go to school. And
oh.
I feel guilty, because how are you supposed to learn? Could you imagine right now if this wasn't air conditioned?
No, it'd be dreadful. You should just... all night, just sit by his bed and fan him, like they
have
did
a tray of ice
in Cleopatra movies. Yeah, just keep continuously fanning him.
I just thought,
sleep, my young one. I shall fan thee. Keep fanning.
Wouldn't you rather be freezing when you fall asleep?
I like it really cold.
Yeah, because then you can pull up a blanket,
yeah.
your comforter, everything's
yeah.
good.
I
if
like
you get
it
a little
cold.
Hot, stick a foot out.
Right. Yes.
But you can't sleep when it's hot. I just don't know. I feel so sorry for everybody that. Doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have it. I can't even imagine.
So most schools don't have air. They have heating. They have to have heating.
Yeah.
It's just air conditioning that they do not have. So it makes for a tough first couple of weeks and a hard last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but summer is starting later and ending later.
Right.
So this could go till October. There have been 80-degree days in October.
I'm not in school, so it's easy for me to say.
There's no pool open. Is the beach closed? Can you go swim if you want?
You can still, yeah, in Evanston, there's
no lifeguards?
There's no more lifeguards, but you can still swim.
At your own risk?
Yeah, at your own risk.
I wouldn't advise it for you.
Mm-mm. Well, I wear floaties on my arms. And I wear a floaty helmet. It's my own invention.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, floaty helmet. Yeah.
And I saw a woman walking down the street today, not with a parasol. It was just a regular umbrella, but a really smart move. Either
a
she
sun
was
an umbrella, right?
I think it was just a regular umbrella, but
yeah.
she
to
opened
herself?
It. Yes. So either she was a vampire or the sun was beating too hard.
Or she was in the Poppins family. Maybe she was a British
Never
nanny.
Saw that movie.
Oh, because of the Julie Andrews thing.
There is
I always
no
forget.
Julie Andrews thing. It's just I never was exposed to her. I never saw Sound of Music or Mary Poppins. And all I saw was Victor Victoria, and it sucked, quite
That's
honestly.
That's not the right Julie Andrews movie to see. Did you see Thoroughly Modern Millie?
No.
Did you see S.O.B.?
I might have seen that, and she was pretty good.
She's all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Who else is in that with her?
S.O.B.?
Yeah.
Robert Preston.
He was really handsome.
Yeah. Yep. And he didn't have central air conditioning. Did you know that?
No.
For Robert Preston?
I didn't know that.
See the documentary I made about him. He only became an actor because he couldn't stand being at home without central air. So he just said, I got to find something. And he went and became a big-time Hollywood actor who's in the Music Man. He only chose that because they promised him his trailer would be air conditioned.
I can see
story.
Where that happened.
What a crazy story.
I don't...
But there, you have to admit, it's odd that every big movie Julie Andrews ever did, you somehow were unavailable.
Well, when you watched The Sound of Music, did you, like, love Julie Andrews because of it? Or did you love the movie?
Combination. She was great in it, and the movie's pretty good. It's one of my favorite singing Nazi movies.
What's your other one?
The Producers. So those are my two favorite
movies
that have to do with Nazis where they're singing. A lot of times your movies with Nazis, no singing at all.
There are Nazis in Preacher.
Oh, there are,
and
aren't
vampires.
There? Yeah.
It's really bizarre. But yeah, it was... It. I guess Preacher, the show that Seth Rogen has some interest
He's
in, he produces it.
Yeah.
When it first came out, it was a little blasphemous, so
yes.
people wanted it off the air.
Yes.
And then it continued and got more violent and crazed, and definitely Nazis and swastikas.
Yeah.
How come no one's complaining about
I'm
that?
I'm not sure. I only saw the first two episodes of Preacher, so I don't...
You would really like it.
I think I would.
It's really
good.
It looks
really good. Oh, before anyone texts in saying... How could you enjoy movies with Nazis and singing? I just want to make it clear. I don't like Nazis in any way, shape, or
right.
form.
Right, you were telling a joke.
But there's still, we've gotten, there were some texts earlier from somebody furious that we took some shots, mostly me, at Tyler Perry, saying it makes you sound like Trump to not like Tyler Perry.
I don't understand this
connection. I'm not sure I do
connection.
Either.
Unless it's just you don't like someone, but Donald Trump has a right to not like people.
Yeah.
But if we were the president of the United States, I probably would have just said, oh, how nice of Tyler Perry.
Right.
Just to keep things
right.
simple and yes. easygoing.
Yes.
We're not the president.
No. No.
I don't understand the connection.
I'm not sure I understand it either. I think it's just because, I would just be speculating. And whoever it is, you're certainly entitled to your opinion. All I know is this. Anytime I've ever seen any bit of a Tyler Perry movie, I've thought to myself, this is dreadful. I can't watch any more of it.
That's a good word.
I'm not just saying, I mean, honestly, but then when I see him on shows, like he'll show up on a talk show, I say to myself, Tyler Perry is a very bright guy who's giving a lot of his money to various, you know, charities, people that need the money. So good for him. I wish so badly he made better movies. But then, like I also said, he produces movies like Precious that are great movies. He's just kind of distanced from them. He, you know, he says, yeah, I'll help fund that movie. How much do you need? So good for him for that. But any of those movies where he's like an elderly woman, I don't
like guys that dress up as women. There, could I say that? For a movie and stuff like that. It's stupid to me.
I don't totally get it either.
I know
it's
really like when Monty Python did it, if we can be perfectly honest. But they had to keep their ensemble players to come up with these characters.
I can think of times, and Monty Python is a perfect example, where you go, oh, that's, you know, like, you know, the two women who have the penguin on the television. That's,
what's on the telly? Yeah. I do believe it's a penguin.
That's pretty funny.
That's right? Pretty funny, but did they have to be two old? Did they have to be ladies? Why couldn't it be two guys?
It could have been two old guys. Did you ever see clips of Milton Berle when Milton Berle
yes.
was the guy, when there was no bigger guy
and
in
that's
show
true.
Business?
I don't know from experience.
But the legend says that Milton Berle was the biggest guy in show business.
And now Liam Neeson.
So Milton Berle...
In his heyday.
In his heyday, when TV was a baby, would just come out on stage dressed as a woman, and the audience couldn't stop. They couldn't breathe. They were laughing so hard.
Look back at it now. Is it funny at
no,
all?
No. It's not even a little bit.
Flip Wilson as Geraldine.
Same kind of thing. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Jonathan Winters as Maud Frickert. Johnny Carson as Aunt Blabby. Or wait, maybe I've reversed those. No, it is. Winters was Aunt Blabby, and Johnny Carson was Maud Frickert. It was basically, they were doing the same exact act. Winter started it. Johnny Carson stole
it. Okay, how many years ago was that? That's what
that
I guess
40
I don't.
Years ago.
And did Eddie Murphy dress up as a woman? In some of
was
those
he
movies,
dressed as a woman in a movie, I don't know. It's possible, but the point is this: like, I like to think that we've advanced from the days where all Milton Berle had to do was
right.
put on a dress and too much lipstick and come out, and the audience would hyperventilate because they were laughing so hard. Because whenever I see those clips now, I go, what am I missing? Why is that funny that a man put on a dress and lipstick? I there must be something there because the audience can't stop laughing.
Well, that's my main problem with Tyler Perry,
right.
That's it. I just don't think men should... It's not funny to me when men dress up as women.
Right.
And I didn't even really like Vicki Lawrence dressing up in Mama's Family.
So she was a woman dressed as an older woman.
Yeah.
But that wasn't enough.
John Travolta in Hairspray.
So it was all right, I guess.
Mrs. Doubtfire. I didn't like that.
That was kind of funny. Mrs. Doubtfire. There are examples like Monty Python. I'm giving them I'm kind of giving into that one.
Tootsie.
Kids in the Hall. Tootsie, I'm giving into.
And but, Eddie Murphy was in the movie
those,
Norbit, and he
oh,
dressed
Norbit
up as a
he
woman.
Was. I forgot about that.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Adam Sandler was dressed as his sister. He became his sister in a movie, Jack and Jill, I think, right? Is that the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Wayans, Big Mama's House, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. How about White Chicks? Remember that movie with the Wayans brothers?
Yeah, that's listed on here.
Yeah.
And they really look like white chicks.
Right.
And that's Adam Sandler was, oh, you said that, Jack and Jill. And also, and I, this is one of my favorite movies, but Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon and
Tony.
I know.
Movie is Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis.
Yeah, but Jack Lemmon
escaping
looks
the mob and
good as a woman.
Very pretty.
But these other people, I don't like.
Right.
It's just stupid to add the padded suit and the gray hair. I don't like when men have to dress as women.
I kind of see when the focus of the movie, like Some Like It Hot, is that they have to, or Bosom Buddies. We forgot
right.
about
oh,
Tom Hanks
great
and Peter Scolari.
Yeah.
All right, so when the plot is that for purposes of
you're
advancing
trying to
the storyline,
yeah.
right, but
then it's okay.
But yeah, I guess
was Tootsie trying to deceive?
Yeah, all Tootsie right. was an actor who couldn't get any work.
Oh, that's right.
So he dressed as a woman to get a soap opera job. So
that's like rock musicians who can't find a gig go to Christian rock.
Kind of.
And
yeah.
and so what about the other one I mentioned? Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, that was Robin Williams wanted to be closer to his kids because he was getting a divorce from Sally
right.
Field. So the only way he could do it was to dress as a nanny. And I'm sure the family would never, ever in a million years recognize that it's the husband or the father.
Know.
That would never happen. You would just assume, oh,
yeah.
it's a British woman. It's not our dad.
Who looks nothing like him.
Right.
But
all
why
right.
John Travolta? That
and
never
hairspray?
Made sense to me.
Just because it was like kind of interesting casting to get, you know, hopefully sell more tickets.
But that was, again, in this Hairspray. So he just played the mother through the whole movie. He
yeah.
wasn't like duping anyone.
And for no reason.
No.
All right,
no,
then
no,
I don't
no.
like. Then see, yeah. I put him with Tyler
And not
Perry.
Only that, they totally, I mean, he was like, you know,
yeah.
400 pounds. I mean, they,
yeah, they
totally padded him up.
Bulked him up.
And you notice when somebody dresses as an older woman, they always pad him up. That mm-hmm. bothers me, too.
Yeah.
All right. Now, a texter has said, and boy, is this a great point. What about Louis Anderson playing the mom on Baskets?
All right.
So that stops me in my tracks because that's perfect casting.
You know why, though? That's just him playing a woman, and there's not padding. There's really no makeup. There might be a little extra hair, but not full-blown wig. Part of that's
yeah.
his. It's so, he's, I believe him to be Christine Baskets.
Yeah.
I can't
it's
even
masterful.
Imagine that is Louis Anderson anymore.
Right. And we've discussed the backstory. Have you ever seen
no.
Baskets? All right.
Oh my God, it's so
dark
and weird.
They're making the show, and they need Zach Galifianakis needs somebody to play his mother, and he says, "I need a mom that's kind of like you know the character that Louis Anderson does in his stand up when he's pretending to be his mom. That's what we're looking for." And everybody looked at each other and go, "Well, let's see if Louis will do it." And then Louis was interested, and he did it, and he's great in it. Playing
and
a
at
woman.
First, the first season, you know, he'd talk like this if he was talking like his mom. But now he's just, it's just
yeah.
his regular voice. And you
yeah.
just,
which station is that on? What network?
FX?
Oh,
I think it's FX.
I don't know that I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good and it's so touching and so funny and so bizarre. It like really hits every emotion.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. He won the Emmy last year, 2 years ago.
Did he win it? I know he was nominated.
Yeah, he won.
He it's just, and
his
this
best work ever.
You know, this, I just identify with him as Christine Baskets because she loves her kids more than anything in the world. And they may not be the best kids in the world, but she's trying so hard to be a good mother and love them. But then they get under her skin. I just can really relate to that. It's really amazing. But that might be the only exception I have is
yeah.
Louis Anderson dressed as a woman. And he's just wearing a dress. Like, again, he doesn't have padding on.
That's good acting.
It really
is.
How about this? This is, I know this is.
They don't put makeup on a little, maybe.
This is a stretch. Linda Hunt playing the role of Billy Kwan in The Year of Living Dangerously. So Linda Hunt is an actress, but Billy Kwan is a male character. And they got Linda Hunt to play this guy in an integral role. I'm not sure why, but she was then nominated for a supporting actress for
I believed
that role.
It was a guy.
Yeah, it was incredibly convincing. It was really
she
great.
She was great.
Yeah, so good. So there's always, every once in a while, and I guess Louis Anderson fits under that same bracket, that just for the purposes of casting reasons, They get a guy to play a girl or a girl to play a guy. Peter Pan syndrome.
Okay, but I will also say these were really dramatic, wonderful roles for Louis Anderson and Linda Hunt.
Yeah.
The other stuff are just the, like, slapstick, goofy...
Right.
Wig, giant woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Tyler Perry's really tall, so you can't cut his feet off to make him a shorter woman.
Right.
But I feel like I've defended my...
Yeah.
He might be a great guy, but I'm not a fan of his movies.
No, I'm not either. And to the texter who is adamant that this is Donald Trumpian to take down Tyler Perry,
I
don't think it is.
Does Donald Trump not like Tyler Perry either?
I've never heard him comment on the work of Tyler Perry.
What did Donald Trump have to say about Elvin?
I don't know.
Boy, that's
interesting. There's been nothing from the White House.
You're kidding me.
I'm sure at some point we'll find out.
He likes to tweet about things that are, you know, water cooler talk.
I know. I don't get it. Judy, I'm sorry. We're running a little late for the news. We'll take a break and then get to some news.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Thanks, Jude. You know what I love is that these hearings for Brett Kavanaugh, that women are coming dressed as the women from Handmaid's Tale. Did you see pictures of this?
No. Why?
Because there is a fear that if Kavanaugh gets this, that they could possibly overturn Roe v. Wade. So in Handmaid's Tale, it's a future where women's rights have been diminished greatly. So it's their way of saying we're going to be going backwards.
Interesting.
So I always wonder what's the best way to show some form of protest. And I think maybe dressing like the women from Handmaid's Tale may be the answer.
That would do it.
Yeah. I like it.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. There's something we were going to discuss on the regular show. We ran out of time. What is the one thing, I hope you don't know the answer to this, and Wendy, I don't know if you read your sheet or not, but I'm hoping not, because I would love to hear your guess. What do they say is the one thing, now this is according to a woman, Susie Welch, whose specialty it is getting people the right jobs. So if you're at a job interview, what is the one thing that she says you should always, always say to assure yourself a better chance of landing the job? What do you think it would be?
There's one thing?
One thing, according to her.
And do you offer this information?
I'll take it as good. It's not listed on the sheet. But yeah, I think if you say, and actually, that guess is actually very, very close. It's not dead on, but it's very close to what it should be.
I'll give my 2-week notice. Because I think if you say, I can start today, that would be bad because then it looks like you have no,
Yeah.
So I'll put in my 2-week notice.
How does that ever get into the bad column? I mean, I can start today to me is good.
Yeah.
No, it means that you're desperate and you need a job and you're not. You always want what you can't have. So isn't it easier to get hired when you already have a job?
Oh, I think to a potential employer, this is just my guess. I think you stand a better chance if you're already working.
Yep.
It's horrible because they go, this guy or girl is in demand. They're working.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't be that way. I think if I was on the hiring end, I would tend to hire the person who wasn't working just out of empathy for them. Just going, they need the job.
Yeah. Having hired people for a while, oh my gosh, it's so much about the personal side rather than the business side to me.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of crazy people out there.
If I owned a business, I would never be home because I wouldn't be able to trust anyone to work for me.
Really?
Even my kids.
Yeah.
Really?
It's serious. It's really
I'm kidding
difficult.
About that. But, I mean, I think about, like, you know, having to close up a store.
Yeah.
I worked at Charles A. Stevens for a while. And Brookfield Zoo, when I worked on the railroad train and motor safari, it's like, you know, I had to make sure people didn't fall off and get hurt. And I was a goofball.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know if I was my boss, I don't know if I would have trusted me like I did.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
I mean, I put everything I have into it and was very careful, but I mean, it's just, you don't truly know someone right when you hire them.
Right.
You don't get to know them until you work together for several years.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking this sentence is something like, I'm willing to
No.
What, Judy? That. Tell me.
No, it's not that.
Back to the business side.
All right. So again, phrase this. This is the one thing.
Susie Welch, who is a contributor.
Head of Welch's Grape Juice.
She, yeah, her family's the one behind Welch's Grape
Very
Juice.
Very successful.
Oh, boy. Make America Grape Again.
What are the juices there?
So she says, to secure yourself a far, far better chance of landing a job, this is the one thing you definitely want to say at a job interview.
I don't have kids.
Really? Yeah?
Sometimes I bet
really?
People would. It depends
well,
on the job.
What if you do have kids? Then you can't
well,
say that.
Well, you wouldn't lie, but yeah. Then I wouldn't get the job.
I would say this. I may or may not have kids.
They would. No one would hire you.
No,
just
I wouldn't
please
get,
don't leave where you are.
Get, you don't no, need to say that hired. Ever because it's illegal to ask that. So
it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask
whether
that.
Or not you have kids.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things like you can't ask the person's age.
If they're married or.
Can't ask
I guess
that.
You could talk about you it, guys, but you can't because then you're going to base the job on that. You can't do that.
Well, we've did it for all these years prior to that.
You can't. I don't think you can say it anymore.
I had all my kids here, so it was pretty obvious.
You had them here in the studio.
I couldn't hide it.
Not in this studio because we moved.
I worked a Sunday night and had Kaylee, my firstborn, just after midnight on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, not one day off.
See, it just bothers me because, you know, you had to be like over 18 or whatever to apply for something. And it bothers me that people would participate in ageism. So, I mean, you should be able to say how old you are and that it doesn't matter.
But it will matter.
I
yeah,
guess.
Because that's the kind
this
of
world
people.
Sucks.
Exactly.
Because of all the questions you can't ask?
No, because what people do with the information
oh,
that they
right.
have.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
I mean, the rules are there because of stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right.
You live and learn.
Are you planning on, tell me, are you yeah. planning on having any
exactly.
children?
Yeah. Oh, you're getting married.
I don't know, Bill.
You won't be able
hint.
To work 80 hours a week.
All right. You're right. Right. Because of the family obligations. All right. She suggests that this be said in the last few minutes of the interview.
Okay, I'm thinking
something,
the first, but
no, this is toward the end as kind of a way
I look
of
forward
making
to hearing
them
from you.
Oh, that's not quite right. You're heading in kind of down the right area, but not quite there. And this is, I have to say this. I'm not trying to brag, but this is something, I don't know if this will help you or not.
He hates to brag.
When
Isn't that funny?
When it's a job that I think I'm right for, I have said this just to kind of get the ball in the net.
Looking forward to joining your company?
No, nope, that's not it. That's not it. Here's what she suggests. Should I turn over all the cards?
Unless you can give us
when
one
can
more
I
hint.
Start?
No. You want to reiterate to the interviewer that are you're interested by saying, I really want this job.
Oh, that I so, never have said that to anybody.
When I have felt
I
that
really
it's a
haven't.
Job that I'm right for and is right for me, like, you know how sometimes you just kind of need a job, so you go in
it,
for
yeah.
something, and you go, this isn't going to be a great fit, but at least it's work. But on the few occasions, you've never said it?
Because you really, you kind of can't fake that one. If
no.
you say, you know, I really want this job, and you don't really mean it.
Right.
Yeah, but I've wanted like this job, but it's just I didn't feel it. I was that was an appropriate thing, you know.
I may have said that for this job,
but you meant it for this job,
right? Oh
right.
God, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't just say it.
No.
Don't pull it out every time. But when it feels right, I don't think there's anything wrong. And I've added more to it. Going, I know you're going to see a lot of candidates for this that are really good for it. And that's great, but I really think I'd be great for you guys, and you'd be great for me, and I really want this job. I sell that,
right.
You know, because it's legit.
Isn't it obvious that you want the job if you're there? Because I don't think
no,
I've ever said it.
Oh, see, I've interviewed people who are like, what are the hours again?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah,
Wendy,
sure.
You have no idea. That's what I mean. It's just so difficult to be the hiring person.
When I managed the video store, I had people, so people would come in, and they'd try to sell me on the fact that they should be working there. And there were people you could tell I was one of six job interviews that they didn't care.
Yeah, they wanted free movies.
Yeah. That, actually, one guy said that. We get to
so
take
you hired
movies
him?
All the time. Yeah, he was my assistant manager.
It was Bill.
It was me.
But at least he's honest. But I think that's great advice. I really want this job. But I've never said it because I thought that sounded desperate.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Because I just put it along the lines with, you know, I can start tomorrow. Yeah. I really want this. Yeah. I just feel like it sounds either whiny or desperate.
No, but it, I mean, if it's kind of your dream job, then you would say it. You'd say it in a way
like it.
Yeah, I really want this job.
I wish you would have given me this advice years ago.
Oh, it's too late. It's too late. Here's what she says. And again, this is not a line from The Office. It's Susie Welch who's saying this. You want to use sincerity. Coming right out and saying, I really want this job, shows a refreshing level of sincerity. It always strikes people the right way. There's a simple reason for this. Going off script shows that you're authentic, a quality that she, Susie Welch, notes is in very short supply in the world right now. In fact, research shows that qualified and experienced candidates demonstrating candor in interviews can definitely pay off. And it also shows courage, she says, because you're laying it on the line going, I don't say this all the time, although I'm sure there are people who say it all the time, right?
Right. But no, it's not very easy to say. I get that part. If you really want it and you're really sincere, it is.
But isn't there a more creative way of saying it? Like when I was interviewing with Jimmy DeCastro for this place, I said something along the lines of, this is where I want to be. I've spent my whole radio career to get here.
I mean, that's
kind of
the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's more creative than just going, I want this job.
Right. Well,
I really, really, really want.
But it's your version of it.
Right. Yeah. But it's a variation is what she meant. You don't have to say those exact words, although I'm calling my son right now in L.A.
And tell him to do this.
Yeah, I'm telling him. Some variation of that.
Yeah.
Like, God, this is like my dream job.
I
love that one, too.
I would also say, I know that I'm not the only kid. I know you're talking to Mark Carman, but he sets fires.
Right.
I would say something that.
You would do that.
I would definitely do that.
I was hired. I was like, and there's a guy, Mark Carman, who's going to come here one day.
He's a biter. Bites people.
I think he's dead.
Yeah.
And he's the living dead.
You would say that? All right, that's a little dramatic.
Well, why else would he bite you?
Right, well, there's that.
Hey, Jasmine, talk to us, because there's the Colin Kaepernick commercial. It wasn't released before. It has just been released now.
It has just been released.
Do we have a copy of it? Can we play it? I know we don't get to see it.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. I'm pulling it up now.
All right. Because I thought it was already released. Forgive me. I thought all these people that were wasting their own money burning their Nike attire was because it already came out.
No, I didn't.
All the hoopla. Just based on the fact that they announced.
Jeez. I really don't want that job.
It's a 2-minute long commercial. So.
Oh.
2 minutes?
Well, can we hear a little of it? Do you have it queued up? I have it here if you need it.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
I am covered in goosebumps. I swear to God, it is meaningful, and I'm going to go buy some Nike on the way home.
you know, it's, I'm stating the obvious here, but it's an update on the Just Do It ads from 30 years ago. Was it 30 years ago that those ads were out with Michael Jordan?
It plays right into people's emotions,
So.
But with a stronger message.
I loved it.
Yeah, the message is, you know, he
don't give up.
Believe in something even if you have to give up everything.
Right.
Or sacrifice everything.
And he has got the most
that's his story.
Kick-ass fro I have ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I love it. He's at the very end. I thought that was really...
It was very moving.
Wasn't it?
I'm surprised it's 2 minutes, because most commercials are 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
They'll shorten it.
Yeah.
I bet that's just 2 minutes for YouTube. Only for YouTube.
That would make sense.
Yeah, because who's going to buy 2 minutes?
Right. That's expensive.
Yeah, it might.
Right. So there it is.
You're going to sell a lot of Nike for that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. There's so many Nike boycotts going on right now. I applaud Nike for having the courage to take something controversial and stand behind it.
What's Nike's role in all this? Really? You think that's it, Wendy? They're courageous? I think there's obviously more to that.
Well, they're getting, showing their side of, but a lot of negative publicity.
Right, I know.
Who's the politician? It wasn't the president, because the president said that Nike's getting killed over this ad. I don't know that they're getting killed. Their stock went down a little bit yesterday and they're getting criticized. I don't know that they're getting killed. But there was another politician that really talked about how awful this ad was without ever seeing it, because we're just now getting it now. But some politician yesterday was making statements yesterday saying how un-American this is and how awful this is for the country. But I don't know. All right, let's do this.
Well,
Judy,
most important thing was what we talked about yesterday, Bill, was John Rich from Big and Rich.
Yes.
His sound man cut the Nike swooshes off his socks.
That was quite a shocker. In a day where all of Chicago was paralyzed over the news of the mayor, I was paralyzed over this news.
Picture's hysterical, because it's like he just ruined a pair of socks.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Crazy
he showed
world.
Them. Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
Wendy and I will say goodbye in just a moment. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
Just do it, Bill.
Just do it.
I'm going to do
solid.
It.
Solid. Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
You should definitely do it. All right, that's today's bonus hour. I hope you enjoyed it. Our game plan is to do another one tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
It won't be as good. I don't know if it will be. I don't know. Today was really good. We'll try to make tomorrow better, but I don't.
I'm not going
to
try that hard.
I'm not going to try hard.
All right.
Nope. All right. That's it. Thanks, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.